Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. Of course, I want to hear from you. So, break me off a call. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And I always implore you, if you're afraid to call me, email a brother, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns, none of it is above me. I want to hear from you. Social network with me. I am on Facebook. I've got the Smooth Drama group on Facebook. If you ask to join in, myself or Mr. J will add you. We talk a taste on anything and everything from sneakers to hats to Pussycats, whatever you want to holler about, I got you. Before I get going, let me say shout out to all the people who are watching me live on Tag. Shout out to April, Nicole, Anomaly, Kiyoshi. Hello. How you doing? Anyway, Google me. Wherever you find Smooth Drama, add me. This is the Old Bastard Show. I just had a birthday this weekend, so I am officially an old man now. It's over. It's done. I went out, went to Walmart, and I bought a walker. I got a walking cane. I got a box that depends. It's taken care of. You know, went out. I was fortunate enough to have some coworkers take me out as a welcome into the ranks. Happy hour, whatnot. And we talked about the pins, and squirting came up. So squirting came up, and I'm like, I like squirting when it's not on my bed. Squirting on somebody else's bed is like, but mine, no. And the pins came up. I'm like, I don't know what you would do with the pins. It's kind of defeats the purpose. I mean, because I nothing against people who use the pins, but I don't see that as sexy. The pins ain't sexy. It's like, I mean, you got the nicest ass in the world, and I just see the diaper, and I'm like, no. Mm-mm. So it's saying that one of the guys was like, what about crotchless depends? I'm like, so then why even wear them if they're crotchless? Because that's, anyway, I'm going too far on this subject, and I don't need to go no further. Welcome to the Old Bastard Show, the Smooth Drama Old Bastard Show. First thing I noticed, As an old bastard, I still, like, when I first started this show and getting emails, you get the weirdest emails. I mean, obviously, we know about spam, and spam, for the most part, has kind of dried up a little bit, right? Remember, we used to get that stuff, oh, you can win, you can get $30 million. I got $30 million, and I don't have a bank account, and I'm trying to put it in the bank. So if you give me your bank account, I will put the $30 million in, and we can split it. You know, they say that, and people are dumb enough to fall for that. And I remember my first scam email for Smooth Drama was from this guy, Peter James, who offered me $30 million. I'm still waiting, Peter James. No, I'm not giving you my bank account. But he still never, I replied back, like, hey, I don't have a bank account, but I can give you like a debit card with nothing on it, and you just put the money there. He didn't reply back. I'm still hurt by that, by the way. Where's the love, brother man? Where's the love? Anyway, I saw an email today that was funny as hell. Some dude, Rob Green, asked me if I was busy and could I, join his YouTube channel, respond to his YouTube channel. And so I'm like, okay, let me see what Rob Green is about. So I click on it. And Rob Green is a, you know, supposedly the hip hop artist, but it is like the techno. I'm a boss, 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 I'm a boss. It just kept saying that. I was like waiting on the bass line. I was waiting on something else to happen. It was just, I'm a boss, I'm a boom, I'm a boss, I'm a boom, I'm a boss, I'm a boom. This shit is like that techno shit. Nothing against techno. But if I just wanted to like jump up and down, I would rent one of them jumpers and jump in it. I've always wanted, I did do it at a family reunion. As an adult, it's fun as shit. Only thing is, if the kids are in it with you, you can mess the kids up by jumping. And so I'm in there jumping, right? You know, I'm like, yeah. And, you know, my auntie's like, get your ass out of there. You see how you mess these kids up? I look around, all the kids, every time I jump and bounce, all the kids are flying everywhere. It was kind of funny, but I was like, I don't care. They in these things all the time. I'll never get in there. It's like at Chuck E. Cheese. You remember the balls? I always wanted to dive in them balls. I know now it's unhygienic, but I remember when I first saw the balls in Chuck E. Cheese, I was like, man, I want to dive in them balls. Doesn't sound right nowadays, the way everything is so gay. You say you want to dive in them balls, folks is like, oh, Smooth Drama on the DL. What's up? I heard him talking about he wanted to dive into some balls. It's like, yeah, it's not them balls. I've got balls. I'm comfortable with my balls. If I wanted to, no, that don't even sound right. Diving into some balls. Any man will tell you that diving into balls sounds painful. I went somewhere. Anyway, so Rob Green, no, I will not, I repeat, join your YouTube channel. I mean, I respect your techno hustle, even though I know you're going to say you hip hop. And, you know, that's where you see the young cats always say, hey, y'all be hating on the older generation. Y'all be hating on us. Haters. I'm just saying, I don't like the techno. I mean, it sounds like techno to me. Ooh, 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 ooh. And y'all wear dresses. It's not my thing. I don't like techno, and I'm not going to wear a dress. I like pants. Not saggy pants with my drawers hanging. I like pants. Keeps my balls warm. Warm balls. Ladies will tell you, young men, if you have warm balls, the world is a better thing. Well, yes, April, they do all wear dresses. And no, I do not want blue balls. I have blue balls with dragons. I know that's what you're talking about, but I do not want blue balls. I have nice balls. My balls, they're proportionate. They're all right. Anyway, I saw something that I had talked about. You know, as an old man, it's one of the things I've always wanted to do. You know, join the Mile High Club. I think it's definitely a club for me. I have not been invited to that club. I like to get in. Anybody knows where you can get an invitation to the Mile High Club, please feel free to email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. I want to join. I want to be in the Mile High Club. Is there a Mile High Gang? I want to be in the Mile High Gang because that means I'm in the Mile High Club. Is there a clubhouse? I will go to the Mile High Clubhouse if I get an invitation. I'm saying, if you know, you got to hook up. Hook a brother up. I want to join. Anyway, two Delta passengers, apparently they were strangers, right? Male 28, woman 48, on the flight from LA to Detroit, decided, hey, I like you. You like me. This ain't Barney. This is real life. I ain't purple. But if you want to suck on me till I'm purple, you can. Apparently that line worked with her. And she's like, you know what? I'm going to do it. So on the Delta flight, it was making it happen. Apparently, she was, you know, giving him head. And he was liking it. And apparently, they got caught. And they had the FBI meet them. You know. And they were cited for having oral sex in their seats. And they were handed over to the FBI since it happened during the flight, and I will quote them. We investigate crimes aboard aircraft once the boarding door closes, regardless of severity, FBI spokesman Ray Johnson told the Detroit Free Press. Now, I get it. You want to discourage folks from having oral sex on the plane. I would not discourage it. Well, some people, because it's like some of y'all know. Mm-mm. But I'm just saying, if it's covered up, if they got the cover, right? And, you know, it's just like, well, she's laying in my lap. Yes, her head is moving up and down. Might be a slight moan here or there. I'm going to be discreet. I'm going to be discreet. Right? I'm going to be discreet. It's not going to... I'm going to turn on the fan. And if there's no kids, there's nobody really watching. If it's just a student, hey, you're a stewardess. You got plenty of people to walk up the aisle and hang out with. Right? You can... Whoever, wherever, however. You can help them out and ignore me as I join the Mile High Club. Anyway, is that an FBI offense? Right? Is that an FBI offense? Is it really? It's like, hey, it sounds to me like you just say, hey, no pulling your dick out. And you, no sucking dick on the plane. Even though I encourage sucking dick. I would never, you know what, you shouldn't suck dick. If you want to suck dick, right? What's wrong with sucking? There's nothing wrong with sucking dick. And they make it like, well, if you suck dick on the plane, something wrong with you. I'm like, no. No. That's not a crime. And it's definitely not a crime for the goddamn FBI. If you're going to jail for sucking dick, man, what else is there? I mean, that's kind of it, right? That's kind of it. On that note, I'm probably going to need to go on break. I'm going on break. Anyway, this is Grand Poobah. Yard. Not that you care about that.
Bless up. Number one is Grand Poobah.
That you have never been in my mind. There's a flow that's my mind. The microwave goes in your mind. The hot heart that's in my mind. Grand Poobah. Can you run it by feeling just a baby? We so happy that you're in it. And we are so real and real. Just a man, you're a real and just a man. Oh, you can't keep the Grand Poobah. Oh, you can't keep the Grand Poobah.
This flow is sound like flavorful, oh, it's keep it flavorful. Lord is the Lord, born with the mind core. Grand Poobah bound with the state, making royalty. Only from the souls who know that you're winning the royalty. Born with the gift to help my people in the blip. We gonna throw it back and light a bomb while we flip. I got Kim Trails and Burpee, Crystal Sides below me. But you can stop my flow, because I ain't told you. Master of my craft, my head can do the math. First you to listen when it's from the empty draft. Always getting mine, since it's those same lines. But now I'm in the mind, but I'm concerned about the sky.
You have never been in my time. There's a flow that's my mind. The microwave will continue. The hard part of the right time. Grand Poobah.
Now I could have sold my soul a really long time ago, but I know my soul's worth more than the dough. My ancestors blessed me so I don't have to get cold. But he gets a job of purpose, trying to bring your pounds and gold. Never in your life you find a smile like mine. Stop a double with a step, I come a stop sign. Money hit the floor, I'm in the windy wind. Get in the first room because I'm nothing on time. You ain't no party like the Grand Poobah party. Got that party back with a bunch of female bodies. That's not a homie fight. We ain't gonna fight. We are some devices. We're trying to spend the night. My hook and line, cause you can't get that bitch down. That's how we do. When Grand Poobah in your town, I put it down from A all the way down to this back street. Cause Grand Poobah day.
No, this ain't the Grand Poobah. No, this ain't the real shit down. No, this ain't the Grand Poobah. No, this ain't the real shit down.
Together you got the move, drummer. Smooth Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Grand Poobah, Yard. And I want to go yard with you. In that home run. Call me. 347-826-7435. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And waiting on the emails. I've been getting some good email responses from y'all lately. I'm encouraged and keep them coming. Smooth Drama at smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns. I got you. And speaking of getting you, because I want to help, and there are a lot of people who want to help, but I want to help you a little bit more than everybody else. And to prove it, see, there was a story about Facebook. Where Facebook wanted to help combat revenge porn. It's funny because the definition, what is revenge porn? And, porn is just porn, where porn is something that people watch because they want to get off. So when they say revenge porn, is that... that's something where you don't want to get off? Is that like the porn that's supposed to elicit hate? Well, anyway, most people know revenge porn is just basically if y'all have done y'all sexting thing, you've hooked them up with some pictures, y'all did some naughty video, don't stop, get it, those kind of videos with somebody you was really, really, really close to. Like, y'all was really, 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 really close. And now you're not quite as close. You're like, really, really far now. So far, you're like, you don't even want to consider even getting nowhere near them. And they hate the fact that you don't want to give them none of that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff, as Jay-Z once famously said. They use those videos, they post them, and post them pictures of you in unflattering way. Although, they say unflattering, I say it's still flattering, because, when you took it, you was feeling at your sexiest. You was like, take this picture. That's how you feeling when it happened. Unfortunately, it was the wrong person to be like, look at this titty. That is the wrong person. It happens. And there are some people who are suckers who can't keep that stuff to themselves. Because we live in a society where people don't know how to break up and be cool about it, right? They can't break up and be cool. So they want to do stuff to hate you, like this revenge porn. Anyway, to make a long story short, Facebook is trying to combat revenge porn by saying if you send them your nude photos, they will make sure to block them because they're going to create an algorithm. And this algorithm is going to block the photos from being uploaded by someone else, or they won't be able to be seen. Now, the algorithm as a, I won't say an expert in computer science. I know a little bit. Algorithm is a process. It's a formula, a program that is set up to stop things or make things happen. So if you set up an algorithm to combat the picture coming out, what it'll do is when it sees that image, that image will automatically not be allowed to be put down. And it's funny because this is one of the things in teaching computer science. You learn that if you have an image and if they have like the same name, it won't show up because there's an algorithm written into the program that allows it, well, blocks it from showing up. So it's my assumption that that's what Facebook is trying to do. And so I'm long-winded on this because my point is, do you trust Facebook? Do you trust the people at Facebook to do the right thing with your naked photos? Mommy Finian, Beautiful Life, Anomaly, April, Island Girl. Do you trust Facebook with your new photos? See, Anomaly is like, hell no. And that's why I say I step in. Smooth Drama, because I like to think of myself as a servant, a voice. I'm a voice of the people. I want to be a servant of the people. So if you have nude photos and you don't want them to get out, don't send them to Facebook, because there's some nasty dude right now that's just sitting up there like, yeah, that's my department. Because, you know, it's not a lot of women in technology. It's one of those things. It's acknowledged. Part of it because there hasn't been a lot of women that have been interested in technology, but that's kind of changing now. And also because they won't hire women, hadn't been hiring women like they hire men. But anyway, point being, here at Smooth Drama, I'll take your nude photos. Any nude photos that you don't want to get out, I'll take them. Smooth Drama is smoothdrama.com, and I will create the algorithm that will keep your nude photos off the internet. I'm just saying, I've created an algorithm or two. I'm not going to say that I'm a computer science genius like the engineers over at Facebook. I'm just saying. I'm not going to put stuff out there in the street. It's not going to happen with me. I'm the most public-private person that you know or don't know, depending on who you are. Yes, and yes, I am so helpful, and I'm thinking about y'all. I got you. See, because it's coming from in here, and my appetite for internet justice, it's as Donald Trump says, so huge. It's so hugely right, and I'm going to get the best people. I'm going to get the best people, and we're going to fix the problem. Really, really gonna fix the problem. Does that sound good? Y'all don't trust me with your new photos. You gonna trust Facebook? Cause you know there's a dude that's gonna be, he's gonna be like, if you ever watched Kill Bill, he's gonna be like Buck, who likes to fuck. He's gonna be like, oh, I'm in charge of the algorithms for Facebook. And I love going to do my job, cause yeah, it's a great job. That's what's gonna happen. See, me being the helpful person that I am, I'm gonna make sure those pictures never get out. So send them to me. SmoothDrama@smoothdrama.com. I will take all your nude photos and make sure those photos don't get out. It's not going to come from me. Trust me. Do you trust me? Can I get a new photo? Can I get two new photos? Can I get three new photos? So far. Whew. Revenge porn. Ladies, I'm just going to say this. If he's a sucker, and you know he's a sucker. I mean, let's be honest. You know the dudes that you're talking to, and you know who's cool and who's not cool. Because generally, they're high and low. You can't trust them. They're like this. They're okay. I'm just saying. Smooth drama. I got a long history. You can go back to when I first started. You can go back to when I first started. I'm like this. Ain't nothing changed but the weather. My goatee got a little bit longer. That's about the only thing that changed. And, you know, I'm a little bit more experienced. This is the old bastard show, and I'm a little bit prettier now. I'm like that fine wine that you like keeping in the cellar and drinking if you're bougie like that. Nah, okay. Anyway, if you're not into that, we can always go into Roy Moore. I don't know if y'all kept up with that. Roy Moore, who is a politician running for governor. This dude is, he's a piece of work. And the people who are supporting him, you want to talk about some craziness? Alabama Senator, would-be Alabama Senator Ray Moore. It's not a big deal. Alabama State Auditor Jim Ziegler said, you know, all these claims about him, Roy Moore, it's much ado about nothing. Even if they are true. Now, what is he talking about? Well, he's a man in his early 30s dating teenage girls. He's like, you know, Jim Ziegler is like, what's the big deal? He's like, because they said the Washington Post report says that he never had sexual intercourse with any of the girls and never attempted sexual intercourse. I try not to laugh when you hear that stuff, right? Because they're like, yeah, he's a man in his 30s who hangs out with teenage girls. Not because he wanted to have sex with them, but because he just wanted to get to know them on a biblical level. Because what Ziegler compared him to, he said that Moore's encounter with a 14-year-old girl was like Joseph and Mary. Because apparently Mary was much younger. Only thing is, he was not trying to know her in a biblical way. And, he didn't want her to have his Messiah as a virgin. I don't know. The fact that they came out, dudes were like, oh, yeah, it's no big deal. It's like Mary and Joseph. Yeah, that's what he wanted. He wanted to marry the 14-year-old so they could have a kid. It's going to be the Messiah. I don't know. I just thought it was funny because he was like, yeah, it ain't no big deal. He wasn't even trying to have sex with him. He just wanted to hang out with teenage girls and just talk. Now, that is the biggest lie ever, because if you've never done anything trying to talk to teenage girls, 14-year-olds, conversations with 14-year-olds, as a grown man, it ain't normal. If you can have a conversation with a 14-year-old, like a normal conversation, like y'all have similar interests, you are an adult with immense amount of problems. You have many issues, because teenagers make no sense whatsoever. And 14-year-old girls, talking to them is like, woo. But who do I blame for this? I got to blame for this. I'm blaming Woody Allen. Still, see, Woody Allen is the role model for all this. Because Woody Allen adopted his kid, raised her, and then married her. And because it's white man, people think it's okay. I mean, he still comes out in public. He still makes movies that people watch. I refuse to watch a movie of his. The point being that, once again, we talking about pedophilia. It's not a big deal when you're an older white guy, apparently. It's not a big deal. Because Jim Ziegler, Alabama State Auditor, was like, it's not a big deal. It's like Mary and Joseph. Mary and Joseph. It's what it is. He saw she was a virgin. He was like, you know, maybe I might want you in my stable one day. You get legal, I'm going to holler at you. That's what he was saying. He was developing the friendship. Now, in some circles, people call that grooming. But for all intents and purposes of this this conversation, we're not going to say grooming. Not going to say it. It's just, we're not talking about grooming. We're not talking about raising someone so you can take advantage of them and mentally and sexually. Nope. It's not happening. That's not what we're talking about. It's just conversation. Because 14-year-old girls are very, very easy to talk to. It's very soothing conversations. They're so topical. And you can learn so much from a 14-year-old girl. Yeah. That's why you try to holler at them. There's so much that they bring to the table, conversation-wise. And not to be hating on you older ladies. I'm sorry. Yes, I know. Once you hit 21, it's all downhill from there for y'all. You're basically wasted. You're a waste of time, according to society. You're too old. That's it. It's done. 25, it's you're kind of done. What? Why are we even talking to y'all? I mean, it's like, you still here? Come on. Barely tolerated you at 18. You in your 30s? You in your 40s? Why? Why do you torture yourself? Why do you keep doing it to yourself? That's technically what they say. I think you're beautiful. But I am not society. Roy Moores of the world of society. And they don't want you. They want your daughter. They want your niece. Because she's 14. And apparently hot. Anyway. I need to go on break. And so, I will. This is Big Pun. John Blaze.
My stripes show like regiments, military intelligence, murder game. I leave no evidence, credentials. So ask my preschool, even talk to my old principal. He say, Rob, I used to pack a number two pencil. Savage students, savage teachers, savage pushes. In the school staircase, playing class, packing my reefer in my class. Operation Return, they tried to say I was incompetent, not able to learn. I say return now, got my own label I earn. Like the nigga said in Dead President, money to burn. Queensbridge, pay homage, respect, not to the vet, acknowledge the vet. Pilots, baguettes, niggas is this and that. I'm just the best, putting all balance to rest. Between Latin kings of blood, like Tigers, blood is Spanish. So many thugs vanish, unite the system. The fight within the street prison. So no peace, you kill my son. Puff lock, anyone says the pun must die. Just give me one try, now you know you don't fucked up, right? Ha, you ain't got no wins if you die, si. It's a five time, you ain't even in my class, si. I hate an actor that plays the rapper. I'm Trevor Squad, beta copper, everybody's favorite rapper. Grand appearing, your acknowledgement to be your insane criminal. The same nigga who known to blow out your brain mineral. I'm being subliminal, it's not the visual. Try to supply your physical, but my spirit inside of it's miracle. I'm appearing in dreams like Freddy, do no kidding you. Even if I stuttered, I would still shit on you. Soothing that shit inside of you, shit and shatter. I'm the kid out of the Bronx, that'll stomp you to death like it didn't matter. I mean, it's better than before, in the metaphors. Killers better go all up front. One verse, better go all up front.
John Blaze, 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 John Blaze,
John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze,
John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze,
whole lot of people. Anyway, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Oh, man. Y'all didn't know this. And just in case you did, I'm going to remind you, it's okay to be white. Yes, so if you're white, instead of Brooklyn, stand up. If you're white, stand up. Stand up. You know, there's a lot of flyers and stickers and signs. They're appearing in the schools all across the United States. It's okay to be white. Big billboards, like, it's okay to be white. It's okay. People are telling you there's something wrong with you for being white. It's okay. Stand up.
I mean, it's like, you know, because they said,
the signs will gain media attention and normies, what white supremacists refer to white Americans as, we realize journalists and leftists hate white people, leading them to turn on them. You know, so they also wrote that it would be a massive victory for the right in the culture war. By killing media outlets' credibility and producing more of our guys. Yeah. Now, you know this segment. I'm always talking about this right here.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
What is that shit that happened again? We're like, hell no. White people. Just creating enemies where they ain't got. Well, you have enemies that you created. That are real enemies because evil mother. Besides that, the signs, I mean, white people, the persecution, y'all be creating persecution. I'm still waiting to define the persecution that y'all talking about. It's like there's packs. Just wild black folks out there in the streets, like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all ready? Y'all ready to get out there? Get these crackers. You gonna go take these crackers out. Yeah, what's up, son? You ready? You ready? Because, you know, it's like, you know how in the movies, the black dude hold his gun, like, sideways, like, I'm gonna shoot you sideways. It's like, it seems like, you know, if you shoot like this, and you do this, wouldn't it like be like throwing your shoulder out? I mean, I almost threw my shoulder out doing that. Like, it's a retarded motion. But I see it in the movies all the time. It's don't just hold the gun with the trigger like right here and just like steady yourself and shoot. Don't do that because that makes sense. But this right here. This shit right here. It's like, I won't be right. If I do that, I'm gonna be all messed up. It's gonna be ugly. Anyway, creating enemies. White people. Why? I mean, I know why. Because, you know, it's one of those things. It's like that subconscious dream when you know you did some bad shit and you know the bill is due and you drink. Oh, they're coming for you. There's nobody coming for you. Like, still ain't no packs of wild black folks chasing after white people. We haven't seen that yet. I haven't seen it yet. And I'm an old bastard. This is the smooth drama, the old bastard show. I'm an old bastard, right? I'm not a bastard because and my mother. I know them both. I still know them. We're still cool. You know, it's like we're meshed together. Point is, figure speech for the old bastard. Anyway, I've been around a little bit, seen a little bit. I've lived in the South. I've lived in the Midwest. Lived in Cali. I've yet to see that wild crowd of black folks chasing after white people. In the white people, the whole it's okay to be white. It's like they're being assaulted in their rights of being taken away. They're just, I mean, like there's a bunch of black cops that are killing white people. And white people out there, white lives matter. You know, I mean, obviously we know they're upset because we want to matter too. It's like, why y'all want to matter? It's the hurtful thing, right? I mean, because you see that there are a lot of scenarios out there where any white folks just mad. Like, obviously, the Kaepernick thing. And signs, it's okay to be white. White rallies, white lives matter. White people talk about, well, free speech. There's no free speech for us. We can't say what we want to say. I mean, it's like, because y'all want to say kill all black people. It's like they're mad because kill all black, you can't say that. Because you can't, like, lynch black folks. Because we don't want to be lynched in the streets no more on the weekends. I mean, because basically when white people say there's no freedom of speech for them, they're not talking about just like, hey, we can say, because y'all get to say what you want. It's the whole, we can't say that we hate black people, that we want to kill y'all. And it hurts them so badly. Like, we can't kill black folks. We can't talk about killing black folks. We can't talk about our hate for black folks. It's like, it's too much. I mean, because that's basically what we're talking about here, right? I mean, perfect example. As we know, we had that shooting in Texas. And, you know, and that spurred, you know, that was spurred on by the shooting, you know, in Las Vegas. And the shooting in Las Vegas, they were like 59 people were killed and 515 people were wounded. And it was a horrible thing. I don't understand it, and they still try to explain it away like, well, yeah, something was wrong with him, and, you know, he was mentally, he was okay, but, you know, they said it was the deadliest mass shooting in the United States, but I would retort. But once again, this is the whole revisionist history. Black folks, black lives. I hate to say black lives don't matter. But when we talk about historically speaking, yeah. I mean, because there was the massacre in Rosewood, where Rosewood in Central Florida, not to be confused with that bullshit show on Fox, called Rosewood. See, it's one of them things where historically something that has something to do significance with black folks, you want to wipe out the history of the name. So if you Google search Rosewood, you'll get Tay Diggs come up and his bullshit show. If you watch it, I'm sorry. I still hate the show. And I haven't even watched it because it's named Rosewood. When Rosewood should come up, the Rosewood Massacre, where white folks, white woman, made the lie up, black dude raped me. So they went and killed everybody in the town. Oh, yeah, it was Morris Chestnut. Tay Diggs, Morris Chestnut, same guy to me. Don't matter. The fact that it's named Rosewood automatically meant that I was never going to watch it because that is the Trichnology. That is Trichnology. Take away the name in history. Also, Black Wall Street, where Tulsa, Oklahoma. You know, if you do not know about it, I mean, I did a whole show on this back in the day when I first started doing Smooth Drama, where they bombed, and I'm talking about with planes, they bombed the area. I mean, because Black and Native American people, because people forget the Native Americans, they were actually there too, because they had walked all the way from Georgia to Oklahoma. Anybody remember the Trail of Tears? I'm the only one that remember that. They where they had to walk from Georgia to Oklahoma. It's a long ass drive, and they walked from Georgia to Oklahoma. I said that. I said that like 3-4 times. The Native Americans walked from Georgia to Oklahoma. Anyway, you know, Black Wall Street, over 400 people. The mobs destroyed 35 blocks, killed 300 people. They say 300. It's a little bit more than 300. It's always more than what they say. Because they say half. It's like I was at the Million Man March. And they said, oh, it was about 100,000 people, 200,000 people. Nah. Was actually there. And it was people everywhere. If you threw a rock, it would not have hit the ground. It would have landed on the brother's head. It was so many Black folks. But I digress. Point being, deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history when it involves white people. Yes. When it involves Black people, it is nowhere near the greatest mass shooting in U.S. history. But as we know, our history does not count. We are Ralph Ellison, the invisible man and woman. And I hope y'all understand that there is, when they talk to feminist stuff and we need Black women too, it's like, yeah, we already knew that. We're all in it together. There's no separation. Me for you, you for me, one for all. That's the way we do. Your history, it's stolen. Your legacy is stolen. You're invisible in the eyes of the oppressor, no matter what your sexual orientation is, which is the... So, when we start talking about Groundhog Day and the deadliest mass shootings in the United States and all these other empty statistics, which is sad, but the point is we count too. And you need to start thinking as a we, not just, well, there's us and then there's y'all too. No, all of us. We all count. And on that note, I am Mr. F the N Word, and this was another Smooth Drum production.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drummer,
smooth.